It's like Christmas Eve for Donlin Gold.
We're excited. This is a major milestone for the project moving forward.
That's Kurt Parkin, the spokesman for Donlin. The company is trying to develop one of the biggest gold mines in the world in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, and they need at least 100 permits before they can start mining. And some of those permits could come as part of a joint record of decision from the Army Corps of Engineers and the Bureau of Land Management on Monday. Donlin is pretty confident the project will be approved.
Projects go into the process of getting a permit with the expectation that they will get a permit.
The joint record of decision is a big deal because it's the end of a six-year review process. Throughout those years, Donlin, federal and state agencies, and other stakeholders have worked together to determine how the project would impact the land and the water surrounding it. And all that information is put into a document called the Environmental Impact Statement. Donlin's final EIS came out earlier this year, and because the mine would impact thousands of acres of wetlands and include a gas pipeline that runs through BLM land, both agencies have to issue permits. Army Corps spokesman John Budnick says that the record of decision does not mean that Donlin will have the permits in hand on Monday, but it does show how the agencies think the mine should move forward. The actual permits could come a couple of months later. However, nearly a dozen tribes have issued anti-Donlin resolutions in the past 2 months. They fear that the mine could impact their subsistence way of life, which is practiced by the majority of the YK Delta residents. And they fear a mine accident could contaminate the Kuskokwim River, which supplies a lot of food for the region. Meanwhile, Donlin expects to get most of its major permits out of the way this year. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.